This is Checking the Diary for Friday, December 4th, spoken by Elswith. It has been quite a while since I recorded a proper checking in post. The notes from this one actually has November 23rd written at the top of it. I've been working on a lot of technical odds and ends behind the scenes, in between Thanksgiving and everything else. If you don't know your blueberries from your pine casts, well, you're lucky. I am shifting the RSS feed to a different provider, which makes my life so much easier. But in the meantime, sometimes it feels like that one more thing that I really didn't want to add to my life. So while I've been a little bit quieter publicly, I've still kept up with a lot of you privately. And quite a few of you know about the way I plan to twist and change the way the organizational stuff gets done as we enter into the new year. I absolutely can't wait to unveil these different pillars that I've created. I have designed so much personal content. It's kind of amazing. There's usually like 10, 12, etc. files that go out personally every month. And I have a great idea from that of what a lot of you like, but I also have learned more about what I like. And so you will find some of these pillars have very familiar themes. Others, well, they're brand new. And one of them never fails to amuse me. So it'll likely get quite a bit of my attention. Now, these are not going to be fully fleshed out as we enter into the new year. Instead, you'll be able to simply go to a certain section and know what to expect in that particular section. There will be overlap, so some triggers may be in this category, but also go over to this other category. And I will keep a lot of the self-help and growth, the Remaking You sessions, together. But again, I think even with that, I think finding your feminine energy does relate to other sorts of, for lack of a better word, play and growth, as well as being something perfect for your own growth outside of any other particular category going on. I'm also going to welcome in, my dear followers, even closer to an idea that I hold dear. Again, a few of you know of this, but by the time we hit, let's say, Valentine's Day, that's the American one, not the Welsh one, even more of you will know. To balance things out, I do plan to have content that will continue to be for Patreons only or for followers only if you go directly through the website. That's one of those technical things I'm working on because I want to host more of my own content to have it set where it's accessible for you, but also tucked away so only the right people get to hear it and experience it. Okay, so the other reason why this check in the diary is so damn long is because I've received some really interesting questions. A while back, I had a lot of questions come through the Patreon messenger. I'm going to butcher this name. I'm so sorry. It's either Johan, or maybe it's Johannes, because there's an S at the end. And I grew up in small town America, and I am so bad at names. Especially for someone who lives in a very blended and international city. I'm so bad at it. Okay, his first question is, where do you live? Well, some of you know. I'm not gonna give you my street address unless you're gonna come mop my floor. And my God, if you actually do come offer to mop my floor, I might just hand that one out. I am in Wales. I used to joke that it's Wales is a small village outside of London. I don't make that joke here. It's an interesting nation where in parts of it you get people from literally all over the world. You can walk down certain streets and you can hear four different languages easily. Or if you head north, you can find people who can probably trace their entire family tree to just one village, and all their relatives are buried in the same cemetery. They're called the Valleys. I love the Valleys. I love the people in the Valleys. I wish I spoke more Welsh for when I go to the Valleys, but I'm not gonna ever learn it. The other question is, what do you do in your life when you do not hypnotize us? Basically everything else. I'm guessing you're asking about hobbies. This is where... Okay, a lie, make up one. I have this elaborate greenhouse. I don't, but I wish I did. And so I cultivate different orchids and roses while dressed in impeccable long white gowns with matching hats. I think I just described part of Handmaid's Tale. Okay, one thing I picked up during lockdown is I love to play League of Legends. Some of you have no idea what the heck that might be. I can't believe I like it as much as I do, but I do. So that has turned into a fun hobby. I also love that you can set up a group of five, so it's a fun way to interact with my social circle and chat with everybody, even when people can't get together. I do absolutely love houseplants. I have more than I could probably list. The one I don't have is a fiddle leaf fig. I'd love to have one, but I'm never going to spend £100 on a houseplant that I'm not sure I can keep alive. I also have my doggo. I love to go on hikes. I love to go camping. I really love camping when I have to go fetch my water from somewhere and there's no electricity and you're just in a tent. That's ideal to me. I would say I like to travel. I kind of do, but I don't like to fly. I don't like to be in a car. And I learned that I don't like to be in a train when it's dark outside because that also makes me car sick. What makes me smile? Everything. Seriously, I can enjoy almost anything. I'm not always happy. I think like a lot of creative people, you hit this stage where you've made these things and all the words go together right and it's perfect, 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 and then you crash with, shit, I gotta do that again. So there's that, but for smiling, I walk a lot. I've chosen not to get my license here in the UK. I drove enough in the US, and so I get to have a slower life of noticing quite a few things, and I do love that about my life. What annoys me? Well, insincerity, that's definitely one. I don't like, I call it fake British politeness. I don't like when someone makes it sound like they're going to do something and I have to kind of agree with it. Well, used to kind of agree with it. Now I just call them out on it and say, are you really going to? I don't like that. I don't like people who waste my time, and that is both for public life and private play. So I think that's where sincerity and being genuine and other people knowing themselves comes in. I'm greedy when it comes to my time. Not saying that every moment has to be productive, but I literally just can't stand it when I feel like somebody has wasted it. And that also falls under, well, people who play with me know this. I can't stand when somebody says they're going to do something for me, and I kind of check that off my mental to-do list, and then they don't, or they half-ass it, and now I have to go back to it. I have a certain special hatred for that. I think that does make me sound a bit like a prima donna type, which is just fine. You know, in life, how when you were a kid, you identified with one character in a movie, and then as you get older, you start to identify with the other characters in the movie. I've hit that second stage, I think, especially as somebody who has a lot of irons in the fire and doing quite a bit of what feels like everything. So I do love something else that he adds in, and it's I have the deep desire to be brought into subspace, to be humiliated and degraded, to surrender completely and to feel subdued. And I have the desire to not be ashamed of this, to enter this place and leave it smiling, going back to being a person with a healthy self-esteem. I love that because I know a lot of my people who are dear to me, you know, online, real life, so on, have that as well. I know I play with that, especially in everyday life, quite a bit. I have partners who have fetishes that are not even close to mainstream for people who are not mainstream, which is fine. But that particular thing we have played with and spoken by elves with, and that will be explored and pushed more and the different pillars as we go through. So there is a fun story that Justin shared, and it's definitely not one that's going to be for everyone. So I'm kind of wondering how much of this to share. Okay, this is what we're going to do with this particular story, because it involves pee play, and not everybody's into that, now are they? No, they're not. So what I'm going to do, if enough people want to hear it, I will record this story, because I have no problem with it, and I will put it up separately for those who want to hear it. Okay? So if you want to hear Justin's story, his golden-ish story, just let me know, and I'll do it then. So that's it for the Checking the Diary. Thank you to those of you who are being incredibly patient, which is actually all of you, because I cannot wait to say where we're going, and I just know that this period in life is so busy for people, and it's not really the time to delve into it, so a lot of it will be coming out in January. Just know that a lot of the behind the scenes things are happening now. So when January hits, I don't want you to suddenly feel like you're behind. I also do not fall into this perfectionist idea of New Year's resolutions and such. I always encourage growth and improvement and being better and so on, but not in a black-white perfectionist way, because let's just face it, that just sets you up to fall. Right? It just does. And not even a fun, yummy way. It's not like me setting you up, which is always good, isn't it? So don't worry. January is not going to have all of that in it, but it is going to have lots of good stuff for us to reconnect and feel close after this busy period is done. That's it for now. All my love.